Welcome back to The Drive with Aaron Marks. Dial us up live at 843-652-3776 or connect with us on Twitter at 1003theteam. Now, from our Merle's Inlet studio, here's your host, Aaron Marks.
Welcome back. Good Wednesday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team, TeamMyrtleBeach.com, also available to you on the Sports Radio 100.3 app. I'm your host, Aaron Marks, Pat Payone, Remy the intern, all hanging out with you here on a Wednesday. We're just a couple of minutes past the 8 o'clock hour, and we are flying into the PGA Championship. I mean, this just feels so strange to me. Just coming out of the Open Championship, I feel like there should be a month going by at least. It should be mid to late August before we're talking about this, but this is another gift the Olympics has provided to us, is that we have to rush into the PGA Championship so that we can get an Olympic tournament underway that I don't think anybody really cares about. So we're going to give that some breakdown, but we've got a whole lot of other things to talk about. I mentioned with the week being kind of a very unique one as we wrap things up here with the drive, at least as me as the host. I'm bringing in, you know, I thought about last week who we were going to do interviews with, and Pat and I talked about it, you know, who we want to bring on and all that. And I was like, well, how about all my friends? I'm going to bring in all my friends that I've had the chance to work side by side with here over the last 5 years. And with that being said, these guys used to host a show called Myrtle Beach Golf Guys. They're now doing some podcast stuff. They both work in the golf industry. We got Brian Steffen with Myrtle Beach Family Golf and Jeff Deal with Blackmore Golf Club. And Jeff Blackmore, we got to talk about that real quick. New gig for you.
People
that
know
you, you've been in the golf industry here a long time, and you got a new shirt you're rocking over there.
And I appreciate you having me on and letting me plug a little bit about Blackmore Golf Club.
Real quick, I have golf vacationed with these guys before. We've done the guys' golf trip before together.
We have. We've done a buddy trip, it was great. We still talk about the mistakes I make.
I nearly hit Jeff with a golf club, by the way, and I felt really, really bad about that. But anyway,
but I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a new gig. I've only got 2 days in so far, and
oh, wow.
I'm getting to know all the members and the staff, and so it's a lot. It's a Gary Player signature course. Mm-hmm. It's the only one that Gary Player has designed here in Myrtle Beach, and so it's actually in Myrtle's Inlet here, close by the studio. So built in 1989 on a Longwood plantation. Right, it parallels along the Waccamaw River, a beautiful piece of property. It's just really low country, and I love it down here on the South Strand. You know, we call it the South Strand here in Myrtle Beach, and really it's Myrtle's Inlet. So, you know, Gary Player is known as the world's most traveled golfer, and with all of his experiences and knowledge, he came to Myrtle Beach area and picked out a piece of property, and he built this tremendous golf course. It's just wonderful. So I'm looking forward to being there and being there for many years.
Yeah, so you're enjoying the first
couple
days.
It.
Everything's. I mean, your post on Facebook like crazy. So that's
it's
good.
Great.
You wouldn't be posting away if you hated it.
Well, you know, I have to be honest. I've been really busy trying to lead up to finish up some projects before I can delve into a new position, and I haven't played the golf course in a while. So I went out the first day, grabbed a cart, and just took a lot of pictures, posted them on our Facebook page, Blackmore Golf Club. So check us out on Facebook. It's a wonderful piece of property. A lot of dog legs, narrow. It'll test your mettle, but it's really good for mid to high handicappers. And we've got a great bunch of lady members that love the golf course. So it's a good mix that everybody's got to come out and play it.
Awesome stuff.
Do you hear that, Aaron?
On that.
It's tight. It's going to be tough for you, buddy.
No, but it's short. I love Blackmore. I've posted some of my best scores at Blackmore because you don't have to hit it real far.
That's true.
I don't hit the ball real far.
That's true.
I can keep it straight. It's just not going to go real far.
You can tip it out at probably around 66 or something like that. So 6,700 yards. So it's not overly long.
Yeah. If most players are playing the right tees.
Jay Noyes, our superintendent, he is just one of the best on the beach. He's been there forever. He just does a great job. The conditions are perfect right now.
I mean, I've lost some golf balls at Blackmore.
We all have. Yeah, trust me. There's plenty of places to lose golf balls at Blackmore.
What's it, the split fairway? It's like, I'm going this way. No, you're going in the trees is where you're going.
I think the best philosophy for me when I play, that's number eight, right?
It is.
I aim for the trees.
Oh, that's good.
Because I never hit it where I'm aiming anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's either going to go down the left, I'm going to tug and it's going to go down the left, or I'm going to slice and it's going to go in the alley on the right. So.
No, I aim for the trees in the middle. I end up in the trees on the right. That's my world. Aim fairway left.
Well, the play is that I watched. It was a good member day, my first day there. A lot of them were out there. So I did watch them play that hole, and most of them just played out to the left, got to that corner, made the right hand turn, and made their approach
really
shots to the green.
Do,
so that's the
nobody,
smart play.
No, why would you do that? I mean, unless you're a member and you play there all the time, why would you play? I'm trying. I can't. You know, if you can't reach the green, you still try to drive it because that's the whole reason you play that hole.
You'll see some funny comments on a Blackmore Facebook page from a lot of the pros in the area. So
I didn't do that, by the way.
But I appreciate you having me on. It's an honor being here on the PGA, talking about the PGA Championship. Obviously, as a Class A member, I feel it's our tournament.
Yeah.
And at 53 years old, I'm past the phase in my life that I'll probably qualify for that ever. But I appreciate you having me on and talking PGA golf.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna get into it in just a sec. First, we got to ask Brian. I mentioned that he's got two kids and the whole Pokemon discussion, and. You actually don't allow them to play.
Well, here's the real reason I don't allow them to play. One,
which Pat supports this, by the way.
It annoys the crap out of me. And again, for those of you not on Twitter, I don't believe Pat for a moment that he knows that much about it and hasn't played it. I don't believe him for a second. But aside from that, I sat at an establishment here in town that we all like to frequent, and I watched people out the window walk around holding their phones out in front of their hand. And I asked the bartender, I said, what the heck are all those people doing?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, they're playing that Pokemon Go thing.
Right.
And that's one of the first times I heard about it. And my kids are 16 and 14. You'd have thought I heard about it by now. But they're not really into it. And so I went that day. I got home from work. I had to take my oldest son to work. And I said, by the way, you're not playing that Pokemon Go, are you? And he goes, well, I just downloaded it on my phone yesterday. And I go, take it off. He's like, well, I said, because I don't want you walking around looking like an idiot like the rest of the people out there do. That just walk around, walking into poles and walking into traffic and getting run over by cars. So and you know what he did? He goes, okay, and he took it off his phone.
Well, he hadn't started playing. I've heard it's addictive. He hadn't started playing yet,
it
obviously.
It is. My son, family brought my son down to Merle's Inlet to some shopping area.
Yeah, but Christian's younger.
He's 8.
Yeah.
And took my wife's phone because he doesn't have a phone, so... And the last night, he's crying. I want to go back. I want to go back.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what that means now.
I
that's
said
on,
that's it. You're
you know
done.
Now it's on
Kathy. Get those Pokemon cards. You're done.
You know now it's on Kathy's phone. You know what that means.
Well,
she's probably playing it, too.
What hurt was
he's helping
she's
her.
She's secretly playing.
She's not telling you. She says it's Christian, but she's
that's
playing.
That's crazy. I don't understand the craze.
Me neither. That is awesome. Me Brian Steph and Jeff Deal in studio with me. And, yeah, PGA Championship. I did bring you in to talk PGA Championship. Although,
I appreciate that.
Do you want to talk about Pokemon?
Do you have notes on Pokemon? No, it says PGA.
No, it says PGA,
right.
Yeah.
That's good. This is why I love these guys. Jeff comes in, and he's like, where am I? And he pulls out these papers. I'm like, you have notes? That's like, I have a couple articles in front of me. I got the pairings, but no, it's great. You guys actually are doing, you do some podcast stuff, some video. And,
I do.
And so you've continued the on-air golf stuff. You do a bunch of fantasy stuff.
I do. I have my own fantasy golf show
nice.
On thegolfdirector.com. It's an internet-based show and goes out to the world. It's great.
Yeah, check
that out.
Cover
the world. So
yeah. Every tournament or just
check out our Facebook page, fantasygolf.com, and that's our website. And
fantasygolf.com.
Fantasygolf.com.
That's a good URL.
Every tournament.
We got
every
lucky.
Tournament.
Yep.
Yeah. People actually listen to us, think we know what we're talking about.
Well, you know, the design factor.
I've been tricking them for 5 years.
Yeah. Listen, it's amazing. People tune in around the world now. We went from just people faking out people in Myrtle Beach to faking out people all over the world.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We actually had a post from a guy in Australia.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, first of all, what time is it in Australia? What day is it in Australia?
Yeah.
And what are you doing listening to me?
Yeah.
But it's great. You know, fantasy golf is, you know, just like fantasy football, it took over the sport. It made it from a billion-dollar industry to almost a trillion-dollar industry, and I'm hoping fantasy golf kind of takes off and helps people get into the game because you do have to follow it. You're following leaderboards, and you're really watching certain players. You get to pick, you know, 6 or 7 players on a team, and I think it really will help the industry. You know, the golf industry gets a bad rap in the press every once in a while, and but that's why I agreed to do it. So, yeah, we got our own show now. It's great. Brian comes on just about every week.
It's fun.
Speaking of, and having you guys in studio, I got to ask you about your thoughts from the U.S. Open and the whole debacle that took place there with DJ. Unfortunately, it didn't really make an impact on the tournament, but they're running all these ads about growing the game of golf, and then they do everything they can. And Jeff's pointing at, apparently Brian's gonna get on a soapbox here, which is gonna be great.
Well, we don't.
What
we know Brian's very opinionated.
How much time do we have?
I mean, I asked you guys for a couple seconds.
I mean,
so we can,
but well, here's the thing: the USGA is a joke when right. It comes to the way they handle this stuff. It's absurd.
Easy now.
You can't.
Easy.
I'm not getting
he didn't
on
say
your.
The PGA
I didn't say
of
the PGA of America. I said the USGA.
We have a relationship.
Hold on there, PGA, bro.
But they're yeah. The PGA is okay. So far, they haven't done anything yet this week. The USDA.
Unless the wind blows
yeah,
a putt somewhere.
That's right, yeah.
We're in trouble.
But it's ridiculous. They don't even know their own rules, by the way. There is a rule that states once an official that's been assigned to a group makes a ruling on a hole, that ruling is final. Okay, there is a rule in the PGA, in the USGA rule book. Okay. Mm-hmm. During Dustin Johnson's group, when that happened, when the ball moved a little bit, he called the official over. They talked about it. Lee Westwood, his playing partner, said he didn't cause it to move. The rules official, they discussed it, and the official said, fine, no penalty, just play it from where it moved to. Remark it and play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been over.
Yeah, done.
Why, 7 holes later, are they coming to him on the tee box and saying, we have to look at this, but we're not going to tell you until you're done playing?
Yeah.
That's like.
But we're going to tell you we're looking at it.
Yeah, we're going to let you know we're looking at it, and we're going to let you know that it's going to affect your score possibly some way, but we're not going to tell you how many strokes or what we're going to do. Imagine, I don't know, Freddie Freeman for the Braves hitting a home run in the third inning, and it was almost fair, almost foul. And then in the sixth inning, the home plate umpire, next time he comes to the plate and says, hey, Freddie, by the way, we're going to have to take a look at that home run after the game. We'll let you know whether it counted or not. I mean, how idiotic is the way they handled it?
It was, well, they admitted that the next day in a press conference. They admitted that.
Of course they admitted it the next day. What are you going to do the next day? They were getting hammered. PGA Tour players that were already done with their round were blowing up Twitter. Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Ricky right. Fowler, Webb Simpson was going off so much you'd have thought it happened to him personally.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, he was just trying to remind people he still plays.
That he still, still, yeah, I guess.
Hey, wait a minute. He might be my sleeper but, pick this week.
But, I mean, it's absurd how they handle it. And then they botched it in the Women's Open 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
In the playoff. I mean.
Well, I think it was, did you have the post on Facebook about the Open Championship? About the way they, you had some post. I actually read it on air. Do you remember when I read Jeff's post on air, Pat? I can't remember what you posted about. It was a really good post that I actually read it on air a couple
yes.
weeks ago.
Oh, yes. The way I thought it should have went down or yeah, just my opinion. Yeah, it was – and you could check it on my Facebook page. It's you know, I'm in agreement with Brian, but I think the problem is that people get in their own way. And some people have a little bigger head than they really should in a position that they're in. And who knows, you know, who knows what happens in the scoring room, like we're sitting in a scoring room and you're getting texts, you're getting, you know, texts from sponsors and everything. And there's a lot of money on the line, too. So I'm not going to fault anybody. They made the mistake. They admitted the mistake. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad it didn't impact the tournament. If it did, it would have been a total disaster.
Yeah. That was the best part. Is that it did impact him for a hole or two. You could tell he was a little rattled.
You're
but
right.
But then he got this mindset like, I'm just going to.
And he's the one guy that's always fragile in that. Yeah. You know, you're always worried about Dustin there. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad he came through. And,
oh, yeah.
And that
actually,
was all good.
Shane Lowry was the one that came out the next day and said that it got in his head.
Yep. Yeah.
When the word got out to him, he says, hey, because he was playing bad all day anyway.
Yeah.
But that just gave him one more thing to think about.
Right.
And he admitted that it got into his head, you know, which.
When are they going to fix it? You know, it seems like every year there's something.
There's always something with them.
I think in the Open Championship.
Well, the RNA had a very similar issue in the Open. Done on the hole.
Yeah.
Finished. Solved. Done. Mm-hmm. Just like it originally was, the rules official in Dustin Johnson group handled it perfectly. He spoke to both players, took both their opinions. Lee Westwood, his playing partner, said he didn't cause it to move. I'm good with the ruling. Let's move on. He said, okay, great.
And that's exactly how it's handled. When I are a rules official here at a section event, that's exactly how we handle it.
Done, move on. Why they felt the need to look, and like Jeff said, there's pressure, I guarantee. And I still want to know.
Well, you got people calling in. Well, they got their HDTVs, and they're rewinding it. And
where do you get that phone number?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. I've been asking
who's
that question
for
years.
Who's got the phone
booth. Number to call CBS, NBC, Fox, whoever's Golf Channel, whoever's covering it, the USGA, the golf course? Who's got that number? I mean, I want to call it and make a tee time. I don't even care about giving a rules thing. I want to get a tee time. I mean, what's I don't understand. And why would? And first of all, if you have that number, why would you answer it and listen to some clowns like us sitting on the couch?
Right.
Why would you answer it and say, hey, this is Phil in Minnesota, and I think he moved the ball with his club. Why would you even listen to that?
Drives me
love
nuts.
It. Absolutely love it. Brian Steph and Jeff Deal joining me in studio. We're going all the way back to the U.S. Open. We're going to look ahead at the PGA Championship, which starts tomorrow. How crazy is that? 10 days after the Open wrapped up. That's kind of weird. So we'll give it some breakdown. We'll do some fantasy golf talk, talk sleeper picks, favorites. I think we all know who the favorites are, but we'll go through that as well. So plenty more with these two guys coming up. Right now, let's get to the information you need to know. We kick it off with your national sports update.
Bring it.
Sports Radio 100.3 The Team is socially networked. Facebook.com/1003TheTeam. Follow us on Twitter at 100.3TheTeam. And now on Instagram at 100.3TheTeam.
Welcome back. Good Wednesday morning to you. We are 24 minutes past the hour here at Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Aaron Marks, Pat Payone, Remy the intern hanging out. A couple of guest hosts sitting in with me for a few segments. Brian Steffen with Myrtle Beach Family Golf. Jeff Deal with Blackmore Golf Club. And both of them do some work with, what's the website again? Golf?
FantasyGolf.com.
FantasyGolf.com. But it's called the Golf Directors?
Yeah. The podcast website's thegolfdirector.com. Yeah.
Through Zeus
Golf Director.
Digital Radio.
Yeah. All right. So you can check out their fantasy golf show. You can check out their fantasy golf tips and all that. Used to host the Myrtle Beach Golf guys here on our airwaves and have known these guys for a long, long time. Man, Brian, I met you.
Way before the radio days.
Way before. Brian didn't even know I could do radio.
I didn't even know you worked in radio when I met you. So yeah, that's, or that you ever did. Yeah. That's
Brian worked for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And I worked for the Grand Strand Golf Association.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Or Freedom Boat Club, which.
Yeah. I had like 9 jobs at one time when I first moved here. Little known fact. I didn't know what I was going to do when I moved
here.
Right.
So then you left.
Roots Chris Steakhouse.
You left.
Yeah.
And then when you called me one day to say, hey, I'm coming back to the beach. I go, what are you coming back to do? You're like, going to be on the radio, host a sports talk show. I go, I didn't know you could do that.
That's going to be a disaster. I've met you.
I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know that was your background.
So cool. So, yeah, and of course, Jeff and I have done a lot of work together here on a variety of events and everything.
Can we get to the new shoes? Are we going to talk about the new shoes at all?
Do you want to borrow them? Is that...
I heard him talk earlier, and I saw the Facebook post, the picture.
I'm sure Brian doesn't like them because he's a fan of another team.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I
didn't even see it, but now I know, so I'm good.
You want to see him? I mean, I posted pictures. I got
the worst colors combination.
Well, even his buddies who went to that college didn't like them.
Yeah, they're not even.
Yeah, I know. My buddies that went to school were like, "Those are awful. Take them back."
They are bowling shoes.
They're like, they do. I will bowl in them.
I'm sure there's a lot of bowling alleys in Raleigh.
I just missed the days when us Mountaineers used to go turkey hunting. That's all.
Yeah. Who won the last game between us? I think
we're playing in 2000. I'm sorry.
2086
PGA
yeah, like
championship.
In the year 3020, they Virginia Tech and West Virginia have a game against each other.
Crazy.
All right, we could do this all day.
Yeah.
PGA championship. Talk to me about the course first of all. You know the course and it's always interesting when you break down the course and how challenging is it going to be? How hard are they going to make it on the players?
Well, it's a par 70 course, so scores are going to be lower. You're 67, 66 that somebody might post. You're thinking that's low, but it's only 3-4 under. So it's a par 70. It's going to play to about 7,400 yards. You know, the property is designed on – it's what I love about it. It's a national landmark. A lot of people don't know that, but old club, A.W. Tillinghast, redid it in 1922 to his liking. So, again, remember my days at Bethpage, A.W. Tillinghast. So, traditional style golf course. They're going to have it narrow. What I like is it's a par 34 and a par 36 front and back. So, and there's only 2 par 5s. So these guys can light up par 5. So, it's going to be a lot of par 4 scoring of what they're going to do on the course. So, they got to thread the needles on the fairways and I think you're going to see a lot of short game activity. They're going to have to get up and down and save par a lot. That's what
I think.
Well,
you know, the interesting thing about the course and the layout is the par threes are 198 plus. Every one of them.
Yeah. So they're demanding.
198, 196, number 4, number 9 is 210, number 12 is 218, and number 16 is 230.
Right.
Jeez, I'd be hitting a driver out there.
Yeah. Right. And the only 2 par 5s are 17 and 18.
So they end on the...
Yeah, you don't get a par 5 till 17.
Wow. Right. That's cool.
So, again, you know, I don't think last year he won Jason Day's the defending champion at Whistling Straits at 20 under par.
Yeah, that's not
That's not going to happen. That will not happen.
So, what's the winning score?
Well, in 2005, Mickelson won the PGA there at Baldsrall, and he shot 4-under.
4-under. And he did it with a great chip. He tried to go for the green and two, missed the green, but his chip went 3 feet and he made the putt.
Yeah.
So, but there were low scores. In Baltusrol's history, people have shot 63. So they have gone low, but, it's not, it's few and far between.
Winning score is probably going to be somewhere at 7, 8, 9, I would bet.
That would be a good guess for mine.
Somewhere. Dark horses? I already mentioned one.
Well, you know, I just threw that out there, but no, I believe it or not, I think. Did anybody see Henrik Stenson's interview yesterday when he came off to practice his practice round? The guy had, I mean, he was bloodshot eyes. I mean, he was just looks like he's still partying from the open. Win.
He probably is.
Yeah,
yeah, he's still drinking champagne from the cup. So, he is not on. In my fantasy
don't
team,
pick him.
I'm not. He's not going to be on my fantasy team. I just don't. The way he looked, he was like going to be my C player maybe or something on the list. No, he is not going to be on my team. After looking at him yesterday, there's no way.
Listen, but, if I want you probably should have to still check his BAC when he gets to the first team. After winning the Open, I mean, and good for him.
And he is a party. He just loves to, and he well deserved. I mean,
well, in his interview yesterday, they asked one of the reporters asked him, what was the first thing he drank out of the claret jug? And he says, well, let me see. There was champagne, then there was champagne, and then there was champagne.
Which I don't know if I'd do the champagne.
Oh yeah,
you know, would. It would be Crown in there or something, or Hennessy. You know, a nice little cognac
Hennessy.
In there. You know, so
Hennessy.
Or a little Johnny.
We gotta get back on the cart path here.
Yeah.
We are off in the woods somewhere.
And that's the best place to be sometimes. No, but talking about Stenson and the lack of amount of time. I mean, doesn't this feel weird that we're turning around 10 days later? This sucks.
It's too close.
The whole thing is weird, obviously, with the Olympics. Yeah, it's like the first time the PGA Championship hasn't been played in the month of August since like 1922 or something like that. I mean, it's
usually like mid-August.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Well, it's normally during the Olympics. That's why they had to move it. And
the things we do for TV.
Yeah, and I think that.
You're telling me.
I think for most of the players, it probably doesn't matter.
Well, I think they needed a couple of weeks after that Open. That's a lot of traveling for a lot of players.
I mean, it's one thing.
Remember,
to
it's
have...
not only just somebody from New York flying over there and flying back.
No.
I mean, there are people from
it's
all over the world that are traveling for 12, 14 hours.
Yeah, but you figure half the field didn't play Saturday and Sunday, so they got an extra 2 days to travel.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just.
Well, the top
guys
one,
that didn't play in Canada.
There's 96 of the top 100 players in the world playing in the PGA Championship. So, and then what I love, obviously, as a PGA member, 20 club professionals are playing in the event too. Yeah. So I look for a couple of those guys. I always watch a couple of those guys. Mark Brown is one of them. He's a friend from the Met section. I really like Mark. And, so I'm looking forward to a couple of those guys. Matt Dobbins, obviously, who came in fourth in the long drive championship yesterday. They did a long drive contest during one of the practice rounds. And Matt Dobbins, who is a club professional champion twice. He came in fourth.
You know, the funny thing is the PGA championship is always like the forgotten major.
It really is.
You know, we talk about it all the time. What's your favorite? You know, most people, it's Augusta or maybe the British Open because of you know, you get up at 2 a.m. to watch it and it's just different golf or whatever. And the PGA always seems to be forgotten because football season is almost, normally it's 3 weeks later and it's almost football season and the end of the summer, kids are going back to school, but it actually on paper has the best field every year. Because, like you said, 96 of the top 100 players are in the field. Yeah. So it actually is.
Well, it has the biggest field, too.
Yeah, well, it has the best, but on paper, it's got the best field every year, but people just kind of, it's the end of the summer.
Well, here's a little footnote. Talk about the best players in the world, but holding the major championships right now, the last four major champions are held right now by first-time major winners. So that might give you a little indication. Are we ready for another first-time major winner?
Well, 2011 was the last time that happened, so
right.
We might be ready for it.
So I kind of like that. Who's going on my team? Who do I think is going to win?
I don't like it.
I'm
going with somebody who's won already before.
So you
they're making my head spin. Just throwing numbers at me. This is good stuff.
So I'm sorry.
Man.
Won what? The PGA Championship or won a major?
Won a major.
Okay.
Won a major.
A recent major?
Possibly.
So oh. I feel like this is good stuff, and I feel like we laid the foundation for this, you know, for you guys. You guys are pros, man.
By the way,
you just go back and forth.
Well, that's because we learned to take 2 hours and put it into 25 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Podcasting's a lot shorter than radio, and there's no commercial breaks. There's no... Yeah,
you're just flying.
Just go all the time.
I got Brian Steffen and Jeff Deal in here with me, kind of wrapping up our conversation on the PGA Championship. So, with that being said, who do you got? You know, do you have a first-time winner? If you had to pick one.
Well, I'm picking Dustin. I think he's
going to go out on a limb.
Dustin to win. Sorry. It is what it is. Now, and in my top 10 ranking, I got Henrik Stenson 10th. So, but I like Dustin. I like Jason Day. Best player in the world, right? Or a top player in the world right now.
Even though he didn't play well at the Open?
With
it being so close, we always talk about that, but it really makes no impact. You know, tournament to tournament.
And there is a factor there because he's a defending champion. He's got to do a little extracurricular activity press-wise and dinners and stuff like that.
I feel like he's put a lot of pressure on himself being number one in the world, hearing him talk.
He does.
Because he wants to stay there. That's been his goal.
Yeah.
Well,
not so much winning majors. By the way, if Dustin finishes second or if Dustin wins and Day finishes lower than third or worse, DJ will be the number one player in the world. If Dustin finishes second and Dave finishes 29th or worst, DJ will be the number one player in the world.
Which is awesome.
He started the year like seventh. Mm-hmm. And he's climbed. That's the kind of year he's had. He's climbed that fast. And I hate to be boring, but I like DJ too. But
sorry, I took him.
Although another one I'll look at.
Sounds like I got him first.
Listen,
so.
It's kind of like the San Francisco Giants though. Rory McIlroy. He won the PGA in 2012, 2014. It's another even year. It's like if you go to baseball, the Giants won it 10, 12, 14, and they're doing good again this year. There's a trend. So
look out for Phil. Past champion at this venue.
And he won here. Mm-hmm. Phil will be a top 10.
And he's not spraying it all over the place like he was in 2005.
No.
Well, and coming off a decent tournament.
Absolutely.
By the way, when was the last time the Masters champ was like a forgotten member?
Who won the Masters?
I mean, seriously, one of the cool things with PGA every year is one of their featured groups is the Masters champ, the U.S. Open champ, and the Open champ all play together the first 2 days.
Right.
Denny Willett, people are going to be like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he won the Masters. Everybody remembers Jordan Spieth falling apart at Amen Corner. Nobody remembers that Denny Willett played great Saturday and Sunday to win. They're going to be like, Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, and that guy over there.
Yeah, some guy that just bought his entry in.
And that guy over there.
He's the guy that calls. He's got the number.
And he's a 70-1 odds to win. Masters champ is only 70-1.
Who do you like, Aaron?
Pat and I will make our picks in a few minutes.
Oh, wow.
I haven't settled in on anyone. I want to get your picks.
Dark horse. Give me one dark horse real quick. Scott Piercy is my dark horse.
Really?
He's playing well.
I like J.B. Holmes.
Okay.
Good All day. Good stuff. All right. Hope you guys got some good advice. Listen to them at thegolfdirector.com. Check them out at fantasygolf.com. Guys, awesome stuff.
It's been fun. Hey, good luck to you, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us in one last time.
Yeah,
this has been
definitely,
fun.
Definitely. We'll stay in touch. We'll play golf together.
Get a big enough place down there so I can come visit.
I have a couch. It's a big L-shaped couch.
That
so
works.
You can actually, two of you. You know, your kid will go real good on the short side, and you can have the long side. So I got you covered, my man. And an air mattress. That can go in like the dining room or something. All right, Jeff Deal, Brian Steffen, giving us a few minutes. Check him out online from time to time. We are going to pick up the conversation. We'll talk some of the pairings, a little more PGA Championship. We'll get back into some NFL news, some college football news. You think Mike Vick is faster than Cam Newton? He thinks so. We'll tell you what he had to say about that all coming up next.